USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes history, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to set foot in North Korea when he met with leader Kim Jong-un on Sunday. But not everyone's so impressed. Many of the Democrats running for the White House criticized President Trump for the meeting, including Julian Castro.
I don't think that it's fitting for the United States to continue to erratically meet with a dictator when they haven't abided by the first terms a year ago.
Castro was speaking on ABC's This Week. Reports are Iran has breached its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it reached with the United States and other major powers. Iran said last week it was going to breach the limit because President Trump had reimposed economic sanctions after pulling the U.S. out of that deal last year. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
10 people dead after a fatal crash in Addison, Texas. A small plane veers off right after takeoff and slams into a hangar at Addison Airport, about 14 miles north of Dallas. This man saw it happen.
I was in shock. I was really in shock. I mean, I was like, you see this stuff on videos on YouTube, but you can't believe you're actually seeing it in real life happening in front of you, you know. And it was insane. It was crazy.
The NTSB currently reviewing footage of the incident in the fact-gathering stage of the investigation. There are reports former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders plans to write a book about her time in the Trump administration. Reports are she will move back to her native Arkansas, relax with her family for a month or two before starting work on the book, and then she'll be hitting the speaking circuit. California now is requiring background checks before people can buy ammunition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Pope Francis praised President Trump and Kim Jong-un for briefly engaging in an unprecedented culture of encounter at the DMZ in Korea on Sunday. Speaking toward the end of his traditional prayer and looking over St. Peter's Square, the Pope credited the leaders of the United States and North Korea for promoting peace. I greet the protagonists with the prayer that this significant gesture constitutes a further step in the path of peace, not only on that of the peninsula, but in favor of the whole world, he said. South Korea's Roman Catholic community has been advocating engagement with North Korea. Critics have said North Korea persecutes Christians, but the regime is claiming that religious freedom is allowed. The Disney Pixar sequel, Toy Story 4, has a friend with the box office. USA's John Clements reports.
My name is Gabby Gabby, and this is my very good friend, Vincent.
Oh, Woody, pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Woody.
Friday ticket sales, as reported by Variety, indicates Toy Story 4 took in another $17 million, and that was after collecting $118 million in its inaugural weekend, after topping more than $167 million in its first 6 days. Annabelle Comes Home was second with $6.6 million, followed by Yesterday, coming in third at $6 million in sales. Aladdin was fourth at $2.8 million, followed by Secret Life of Pets,
for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.